You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. This afternoon, we're visiting with Mary Jesse, the founder and CEO of Ivy Corp, headquartered in Redmond, Washington, that provides messaging services to businesses to help them communicate with employees and customers using the web, email, SMS, texting, mobile apps, and social media. Mary, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm very pleased to be here.
Well, we're pleased to hear more about your company. Tell us about what is Ivy Talk.
So I'd be happy to. Ivy Talk is a cloud messaging solution. Basically, businesses use Ivy Talk to communicate with customers, employees, partners, vendors, really any group of people that they want to communicate with. And the unique thing is that organizations and businesses are able to communicate with these people using whatever means the employee or the customer wants to use. And so if that's email, if that's the web, if that's, you know, they just have a feature phone and they want to text, or they're only able to text, we have a mobile app, so you can use an iPad or some other tablet that isn't even a phone in the future, maybe a TV or, you know, gaming system. So it really extends the business's capability into this mobile future where the business doesn't have to really change what they're doing, but now they can have conversations with, you know, people in the way that people are now accustomed to and want to converse.
Nice touch. Now, who is your typical Ivy Talk user?
So Ivy Talk is really designed for business use. We sell to the businesses, and then they use the service to communicate with, you know, consumers or the public or employees. So the people within the businesses are typically perhaps HR. So HR may have the requirement, or even management may have the requirement to let people know if, for instance, there's some kind of an emergency or something has changed, like it's a snow day, please don't come into work, or, you know, we've had a broken pipe in the parking lot, please park across the street, that kind of thing. Ivy Talk is also very useful for customer support, customer service, either, you know, inbound, you know, you can have people contact you via text, or in the case of a utility company, for instance, they can communicate out to all of the citizens that are customers of the utility company in a variety of different ways. Also, IT. IT is a really strong user. They have a lot of need to have a separate system beyond their core, you know, maybe company email or something, that if that goes down, they have an alternative backup way to communicate. We also have a really unique chat feature, kind of the next generation of maybe what might have been old radios or push-to-talk, where with messaging they can, you know, collaborate. This is really useful for IT folks. It's also very useful for other teams, public safety, anybody responding and trying to communicate, you know, immediately about a situation.
And tagging on to that question, the previous question, why would one need Ivy Talk or need this service?
Yeah, so that's a great question because, you know, a lot of people might say, well, you know, we have an email server, or, you know, we have social media. Doesn't that suffice? So really, Ivy Talk provides a secure, reliable way for businesses to communicate with individuals, and there is actually no other service or system on the planet that allows full two-way communication across the web, email, texting, mobile apps simultaneously. Ivy Talk is the only service that does that. If you use social media, of course it's not private and it's not secure, and not everybody will have, you know, an account on that social media channel. And most of the kind of systems that allow you to send out text messages are really pretty limited. They don't do full two-way conversations like you can, you know, like you can do an email. But Ivy Talk does that, and it does it across all these channels all at the same time. So it's really designed for business, very secure, very inclusive also. The end user doesn't have to register with Ivy Talk. They can simply opt in by sending a message, and all of the safeguards for the consumers are built in. They can reply with stop and immediately have, you know, be removed from that communication channel. They can reply with help and get, you know, immediate customer support. So we've really tried to make this be the premier messaging solution for businesses and organizations.
Today we're joined by Mary Jesse, the founder and CEO of Ivy Corp, that provides messaging services to businesses to help them communicate with employees and customers using the web, email, SMS, texting, mobile apps, and social media here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So Mary, why is Ivy Talk so different?
So Ivy Talk is really different. And as I stated previously, Ivy Talk is the only solution, the only service anywhere that allows these full two-way conversations across any channel. And today that includes, you know, social media channels, texting with real 10-digit phone numbers, so texting an organization and replying just as you would if you were texting a family member, email, of course, the mobile applications, which there's a way to communicate back and forth known as push notifications. And we allow people to use that just as they would an email address. All of that is very, very unique. In addition, we have incorporated security and privacy and adherence to the laws so that this really can be a trusted service by both the businesses and by the consumers and the employees. We're not trying to service, you know, gaming markets or make money on advertising or anything like that. This is really a trusted business service, but that really leverages all of today's technologies. And so that's pretty unique. And we're inclusive, which means we try to accommodate all of the various ways that people now want to and do communicate. So businesses, you know, it takes time for them to change. They've spent a lot of money on websites. They've spent a lot of money on call centers. But now what they found is, well, gee, some people only want a message through Facebook, or, you know, teenagers may only want a text. So how do the businesses really reach those people? And up to this point, they just kind of do whatever they can and triage it. Everything's all separate. What Ivy Talk allows them to do is have a consistent single communication service that just lets everybody use the channel that they prefer. And so it allows them to really meet where the customer is today without changing all of their back-end systems. We allow them also to use their preferred and easy, you know, means of communication by hooking up to their existing systems and accommodating their existing business processes.
Can you tell me about the company behind Ivy Talk?
Oh, I would love to tell you about Ivy Corp, because I think we're really a unique and special company. I started the company in 2007. We incorporated in 2009, but really with the idea of finding more ways to use technology to improve people's lives. You know, I personally believe it's very, very important that people working in developing and creating technical solutions try to get those into the hands of people where it will, you know, really level the playing field and provide a higher quality of life for everybody. And so we started the company with that in mind. You know, we try to be great corporate citizens. We bend over backwards to make sure that we're offering a valuable service, a fair price, that our customers are delighted. Our company culture is one where we try to value the right things, the contribution. We try to have a really inclusive but yet diverse culture. And it's just a great place to work. It's a great company to be a part of. And we hope that also creates an environment that where our customers are very happy. And up to this point, I think that's really borne out, that the customers, the feedback we get from our customers, they're very loyal. They're really pleased that we value their customer. They're really pleased that we value them as customers, And they recognize that we're in this for the long haul and that we're really trying to do something good in the world. So that's exciting.
Certainly is. Well, if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Ivy Talk online.
Absolutely. So we, you know, the main mechanism is through our website. So that's ivytalk.com, ivy like the plant and talk like talking, .com. And you can contact us there. We are headquartered in Redmond. We, you know, have traditional phone number. You can, we have a Twitter account and Facebook page. So any way that you would like to contact us, you can. There's even a number that you can text into us on our from our website. So ivytalk.com is the best way.
I like that, texting right from the website. Nice touch. How about in conclusion, from your experience, what advice could you lend the listeners for those that are looking to create their own business like you did?
So having worked in wireless for more than two decades and really getting to the point where I had the option to kind of do whatever I wanted to do, I chose to do what I love, which is to work with technology, to try and, you know, use technology for good. To start companies, I really enjoy that early phase of building something from nothing. And I would recommend that you have that passion, that fire inside of you. If you're going to look to start a company, don't, you know, start a company to get rich quick, because that's a, you know, in my opinion, that's not the right reason to start a company. You want to start a company because you truly believe in your product and your service, and you love doing that. And I believe if you do those things, that everything else will follow. And that's true of anything in life, whether it's starting a company or, you know, even working in a job or, you know, anything that you might be pursuing. Love it, care about it, you know, care about the end results, and all of the good things will follow.
Certainly appreciate you stopping by. She is Mary Jesse, the founder and CEO of Ivy Corp, that provides messaging services to businesses to help them communicate with employees and customers using the web, email, SMS, texting, mobile apps, and social media. And the website of reference, once again, is ivytalk.com, and on Twitter, simply at Ivy Talk. Mary, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.